Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have Ryan Schaub, who is the Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you today?
Do you know what? I am so marvelous. Glad that it's Friday.
That's right. Yes. Hopefully everybody had a Merry Christmas and, looking forward to the next year already.
Yes. So what are we talking about today?
Yeah, today I'm going to talk a little bit about some poultry litter. Poultry litter can provide a significant amount of nutrients to crop production in our area. You know, it wasn't very long ago, maybe even 10, 12 years ago, we heard about poultry litter because the states around us have fairly large poultry operations. Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma. But in the last few years, we've really started to see an uptick in the amount of litter being hauled to the state of Kansas, and that has to go back to regulations that those other states have put on. They've applied so much litter over the years now that it's becoming a water quality concern. So more poultry litter is available to our southeast Kansas producers. I always looked at poultry litter as being an excellent complement to commercial fertilizers or commercial nitrogen, especially. And the reason for that is if we're making a poultry litter application, it's probably not for the nitrogen. We're really going to be basing those application rates based on the phosphorus levels within that poultry litter. Poultry litter can greatly vary, whether it's because of the production stages, it's the storage, just how that litter's been handled. There's just lots of reasons that we can see a lot of variability in how much nutrient content there is within any given sample. So we always recommend, one, do a soil test so that you know how much or where you're at. Two, we can also then recommend that you get a test done on the litter before applying it so that we know how much to apply. If we don't have that and we're just speaking about general average terms, we're going to say that it, like poultry litter is like a 50-50-50 blend, okay? So there's quite a little bit of nutrients in those, but how much of that is going to be readily available that first year? And in the case of nitrogen, it's important to remember that poultry litter, or that nitrogen in that poultry litter, is really going to be mostly in its organic form. So up to like 75-80% of that could be in an organic form, meaning that it needs to mineralize before it would be available to the crops. And to mineralize things, we need to go through a heating process, have microbes really breaking those down. So it brings in, if you're applying this in the early, let's just say over the winter, and we need those warm temperatures to break that down, mineralize it, so that's readily available to the crop, you're probably not going to see any of that benefit until at least midsummer. Okay, so if it's a cool season crop, we're probably not going to get any utilization out of the nitrogen there, but we could experience some later on that summer. Now, different research shows also that there's going to be some of it lost, and approximately half of what is being put out there in terms of nitrogen could be lost, either through runoff water, volatilizing, and having it leave. So the best way to reduce that number and how much we're going to lose is actually to incorporate it or to work that litter in. Flip side of that is your neighbors will like you a lot better, too, if you work that poultry litter in, because that does help reduce some of the odor that we get when we do apply poultry litter. If it's on a grass, you can't really incorporate that a whole lot because we'd be tearing out that grass as well. So just know that if we're applying that in terms of nitrogen, we're really not going to get a whole lot of benefit on a cool season forage. Brome, fescue, we're not going to see a whole lot of benefit to that nitrogen. What we're going to be seeing, though, is that benefit from the phosphorus and potassium. So how much of the phosphorus and potassium is readily available? Basically all of it. I mean, so the phosphorus is going to be slightly less than that of the potassium. Potassium, just quick and easy, it's going to be close to 100% available. The phosphorus, we're going to see a large portion of that being readily available shortly after application. And what's not readily available is probably going to be available over the course of time. So as it mineralizes, as it gets goes through things, but there is going to be some loss probably. Maybe that's into organic matter. Maybe it gets just tied up a little bit. So there might be a little bit of loss, but we're going to get 90 to 100% maybe the use of the phosphorus and the potassium that we put on there. And that's not speaking about any of the micronutrients that we would get from this. So there's secondary or micronutrients throughout that we'd be able to get as well. So poultry litter, just kind of to summarize, can be extremely beneficial to crop production or forage production in the state of Kansas. I think one of the big things we have to think about is going through, just testing your pencil, what is the product we got, get it tested, see where your soil test levels are at, what is it going to cost to have it spread, so what does that cost that litter to actually get applied onto your fields, and then look back and see kind of where you're at compared to commercial fertilizers, and just know that you're probably going to be putting on enough phosphorus and potassium with that application of poultry litter to go a couple of years. Take that into account as well. There's just different things to think about, and as we start seeing more poultry litter readily available to our areas, I think we're going to start seeing more and more of it get applied. And with that, guys, hopefully, again, everybody had a very Merry Christmas. And with that, if you guys have questions, my phone number is 785-448-6826.
I've never thought about fertilizer as being something that isn't used fully right away. I never thought about if you're using litter, you apply it now so it'll work later.
Yeah, so the just different ways of, so our commercial fertilizers can be readily available as soon as we apply them or shortly after application, where these litters, that some of those have to break down and for us to be able to utilize them effectively. So it just a little bit varies on what your end goal is, but a very useful product still.
I'm a new gardener, so these are all things that, you know, make me step back and think, oh, I better rethink this.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ryan. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, we'll have the Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.